Hello there, and welcome to the WP Cafe Show, episode number 63, with me, Mark Wilkinson, and...
with me, Keith Devon, on this kind of grey, almost raining kind of day. What's it like for you? Let's get the weather report.
A bit mixed, really. It's blue skies with some high wispy clouds, or big wispy clouds, but I reckon it's going to rain. It's forecast to rain for... the rest of the day, all night, and probably all day tomorrow, so that I can't play golf. But never mind.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be. Well, I'm going camping tonight, and the forecast for tomorrow evening isn't good. So it might be a one night camping trip, which would be a bit disappointing. But there you go. It's only a little local, and I'm just going to be up the road, so not the end of the world.
You can always hot foot it back to the house then if it's too bad.
Exactly. Exactly. How's things with you this week?
It's flown by this week. Seems to have really, really shot by without an awful lot happening, but lots happening. I don't know. It's like hard to pick out highlights. It's been one of those bitty weeks with lots of little things going on. So just general day-to-day work, supporting customers, setting up new things, et cetera, et cetera. Nothing exciting, really.
Yeah, but you? Enough. It's been a bit slow. We'll talk about that in terms of... some of the stuff that I've tried to do with my time. Let's just jump straight into that. So I think today we want to talk about a few things. So on last week's show, we had a discussion about marketing. And yesterday, Matt Medeiros published a reaction video to our video. On the Matt Report YouTube channel. I do have the link. I might post that in a second. Hang on. See if I can stick that. I think this is it. Let me just chuck this on screen. It's not going to be the easiest. I'll leave that on screen for a bit. If you're listening along on the podcast, just check out the Matt Report YouTube channel. And you should be able to find it there. But Matt, yeah, he made a reaction video. He'd seen me talking about Mark asking some marketing questions on post status on the Slack. And then he made this to kind of give us his thoughts in real time as we were kind of discussing things. Found it really interesting. I found the format quite interesting. Found it totally cringeworthy to watch. It's bad enough watching yourself and listening to yourself, but then having someone critique what you're saying is just awful. It was for me. But I found it kind of interesting, and I do think that it's changed somewhat the way I feel about how we're going to approach the marketing problem. You watched it as well. What were some of your thoughts on Matt's video?
Yeah, similar thoughts to you in terms of like it's difficult sometimes to watch yourself.
Yeah.
But no, I thought you made some valid points.
Yeah.
Don't have a great deal of opinion about it, to be honest.
What did you did? Was there anything in particular you agreed with? Anything in particular you disagreed with regards to Matt's opinions?
Well, I think I agree with spending no money on it. that was the main thing, I think. Really,
I'm not sure that was exactly his advice, but yeah.
All right, I must have been watching a different video then.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think it was more do lots of it yourself rather than spend no money, I think. So, for example, if you want to run a YouTube ad, you have to spend money.
Well, obviously, yes.
Yeah.
On the YouTube ad, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So in terms of, I don't know, in terms of disagreeing and agreeing, it was interesting because, and I've done it again already, so we're talking about something that I haven't given any context to, and I haven't... mentioned the name of the product that we're trying to market or anything. So just to please Matt, we are currently talking about our exciting new product called RecPress. And RecPress is a done-for-you job board for your WordPress site. And it gives you better layouts, better design, an improved user experience for candidates so that, you know, they can find the dream job they're looking for, fixes common schema issues so that you can get indexed on Google for jobs, and it's fully managed and maintained by the two of us, meaning that you just don't have to worry about it ever again. There you go. That's the pitch. Recpress.com. Thank you, Mark, for sticking that on the screen. So RECPRESS.com. There you go. There's my sales pitch. But this is one of the things about Matt. He was super on this, wasn't he? As I was talking, he was like, you haven't mentioned it. What's the product? Sell it to me. Sell it to me. And I was like, but I'm not. That's not what this podcast is about. Like, I really deliberately try not to sell our products on this podcast. Because for me, this podcast is about us, our journey, sharing like where we're at with things. It's not the primary goal of this podcast. I'm not sure what it is, but it's not really to sell stuff. And it's certainly not to sell stuff in that kind of way. I think if we're gonna promote things, I'd rather do like a little sponsored segment. So this show is sponsored by our own product, RecPress, and then do a little pitch. But there you go. That was one of the things. And then I think, yeah, he maybe convinced me that spending certainly a lot of money at this point of the process is not the thing to do, and that I should get stuck into the weeds of it myself. But I just come back to the same old thing. Like, I'm not good at this. I'm not a marketer, so I'm not going to get it right. So why should I be doing it myself? It's like saying, oh, just go and build your WordPress website yourself. If someone comes to us, like, just build it yourself, you can do it. It's like, but I don't want to do it because I'm not as good as you guys are. So that's why I want to hire a marketer, because they're good at marketing, so that it gets done well. But there you go. That's where I still struggle with the whole thing.
But I'm not a copywriter. I'm not people, WordPress people. Like, you don't need us. Go and build one yourself. Mm. And maybe that's the stage we're at. Until we've got past that stage, we might need to do that.
Yeah. I just kind of want to shortcut that stage, because I just think if you're like entirely... I get it. We do have the money to spend, and I just think... So what we could do is I have a go at this for the next year. So I'll try to dig into as much as I can, set a bit of a direction. Maybe if, say, I go down the content marketing route, start writing those blog posts, like trying to publish them regularly, trying to promote them, that kind of stuff. And I could do that, and say I'm 50% as good as someone that we would hire. You know, it's a year down the line, and we're only halfway where we kind of could have been, only to eventually hire those people anyway, potentially. So why not just do that at the start? Like, why not just get it right from the start, instead of going through this like slow, painful process for a while, only to then hire the person that you could have hired? Dunno. That's one of my many thought processes on this topic. I'm not good at this, so why should I be doing it? Like, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
That is a good question. And I don't know the answer to that question, but it's a good question.
But you do think I should be doing it, though, or we should be doing it. So why?
Because I'm not convinced someone can do it better.
Right.
And if someone can, I've said this on the last one, if someone can convince me that they'll do it better and that they know what they're doing and they'll spend my money wisely and it'll work to get more sales, because that's essentially why we're doing it, mm-hmm. then great. No problem.
Yeah.
But they haven't yet. Who knows? They might do.
Well, yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. Fair enough. So yeah, that was interesting. So thanks for the video, Matt. I did appreciate it. I found it quite entertaining in the end, once I got past the cringe. and quite interesting. But yeah, we're still in the dark, and we still haven't actually made a decision about what we're going to do. So,
there are 10 people watching this video. So thank you very much for watching this video. That's quite high, I know. So if you are and you have a comment about this, then let us know in the comments if you're watching live on YouTube. It'd be good to see some of your thoughts.
Nice that Matt is actually watching. He has commented already. Yeah. Yes. Hi, Matt. cool. Okay, so let's leave the marketing chat because we covered that in some detail, and I think we're just potentially going to go around in circles. So it might not be the most entertaining conversation to have live on air. So what else have I been doing this week? The next thing I tried to improve in the business, because I feel like, because I'm not doing a lot of kind of work at the minute in terms of client work or product implementations at the minute, like it's quite heavy on your side, like your inbox is full every morning, mine's pretty empty. So I've been trying to like work on the business a little bit. So the next thing that I looked at was support, and that's again something we've spoken about on previous episodes, and I thought let's try something, a tool, to improve our kind of support workflow. So we have signed up with Freshdesk.
Free. We haven't paid for anything yet.
No, we haven't paid. Like it looks like we might. Yeah, we might just be able to use it free for potentially quite a long time. I'm not sure. It's one of those things where they chuck all the features at you for your free trial, so that you obviously learn to love the feature, and then they say, "Well, you're going to have to pay for that now."
I think it's important to mention though, with the support, we're not doing this because clients get bad support. I don't think that's the case.
No,
the only time that a client gets bad support is if one of us isn't there to answer the email and the other one doesn't know about it, that's the reason why we're trying to use this system, isn't it? So that there's a common place, and it's more for us, not for them. So we've got a common place to go and see support issues and then deal with them if they've not been dealt with by the other person. For example, if you go on holiday or you're going off to play golf for the day or you, whatever you're doing.
Yeah,
that's where the only negative client experience I think happens, is because they might not get action on their email for too long, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
so we want to help us with.
We want a centralized place where we can both see the full kind of support conversation, and you know I can jump in where appropriate. You can jump in where appropriate. We can see the history of what's gone on before, and just organize it a bit better than just an email. But it does come with some drawbacks as well. Like I think from a client point of view, the situation as it was good in the sense that they've spoken to Mark. You know, the sales call was with Mark. The such and such was with Mark. They have a problem and they want to fix it. They email Mark, and now it's like we're trying to loop in this new kind of support at email address to everything. So whenever they email you directly, you then need to forward it on to Freshdesk, which then creates the ticket. And we kind of already, like I think the very first ticket we created for a customer, the ticket was created. There was a bit of chat on there. And then they just sent another email to you. And then we had to like merge the tickets. So like straight away, it was like, oh yeah, there's definitely some drawbacks to this. But I think we're going to give it a go for a little while, and then
I think this is only going to work if we educate customers that they can't just email me.
Yeah,
because they have to email support at rather than me, and there's no point really me forwarding their email to the ticketing system, because it doesn't fix the ultimate issue in that I'm still involved. Like if I'm not there to forward the email, then it doesn't get in the ticket system. So they need to fix that. And that will be a pain point for them, because they've got to change what they do. Yeah. It's for the better. They'll get a better support because of it.
Exactly.
It's not always easy to convince clients that is the case, is it?
No.
Because they're changing what they do, which people don't like change. So, but hopefully.
Yeah, I wonder how other businesses handle this. Like, so obviously they've gone through a sales process with somebody probably, or at a particular email address, and then they want all the support to go through this other thing. So what do they do when someone emails support queries to the wrong email address? Like, how is that normally handled?
I think you've just got to reply with and educate them.
But that's still you being part of that process. Like that's what I mean. Like there's no, there doesn't seem to be a way. Unless your whole inbox becomes...
I think you also need to have it as part of the onboarding, maybe, that, you know, now you signed up as a customer, here's how to access support.
Yeah.
This is what you do. Yeah. Maybe people won't read that, but You've got to keep trying at all the touch points, haven't you? And say, this is how you access support.
Something on the website, something on the dashboard of the product. Like there's...
Get support here.
I think there's lots of ways that we can make that the kind of, you know, funnel people where we want them to go so that we can give them the best support.
Cool.
And it'll be interesting as well because obviously we've got these other... We've got like two main products now. As well as our kind of regular website build customers. So it's also going to be how do we organize that? Like, do we need to set up a whole new system for RecPress as well as Job Relay? Hopefully in the future.
I just think we need a high-rise digital support rather than separate and everything just goes into the one thing.
Yeah.
Because that's the only high-rise digital is the common thing. Like these are products of high-rise digital, so I don't think it's unusual that they'll... responses or access support from High-Rise Digital.
So they would email support at highrise.digital or they would email support at Job Relay and it would get routed into a singular system?
I'm not bothered, but yeah, that either of those, whatever's most...
As long as it ends up in one place, basically. Yeah, interesting.
I think so.
Yeah, very good. So you think we're going to stick with that? With that plugin? Or that Freshdesks thing?
It's hard to tell, really.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a 21-day trial with it. You know, we don't get the number of support tickets that a big, massive company gets. So
yeah.
We might get 20 tickets in that day.
Yeah.
Is that enough to be able to assess whether it works? Probably.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All of the services I looked at were overkill for what we needed. But, you know, I couldn't find anything that was as basic as our requirements. But,
yeah,
that's quite often the case.
Ultimately, it adds complexity to support for us. Before, it was just me sending an email to a customer, which now I've got to log into this and manage it in here, which is a bit more difficult. But that's only partly because it's new. So you've just got to get over that thing and give it a chance. So we'll see. Yep. Anyway, that support, we're giving that a go. We'll report back as to how it is going.
Absolutely.
Next on the list of things to discuss
Into a couple of comments before we move on?
Absolutely, go for it.
So Liam suggests maybe a line in your email signature for, say, 2 weeks when you roll out the new system and start introducing it to customers. Yeah, it could work, although if they're getting an email from you, are they looking for a different email address while they're emailing that email address? I don't know, maybe. I think, yeah, it could work. I think making that email address as kind of obvious as possible is probably a really, really good start. Ian, I'd argue that marketing isn't the right focus for now.
Interesting.
It should be improving the product by talking to customers, potential customers, finding out how to reach them. I would argue... That is
marketing.
Part of the marketing process. Especially the last bit, finding out how to reach them. That's the bit we need help with. It's like, how do we reach people? But yeah, obviously, improving the product, that still needs to happen. We do talk to customers. We do talk to potential customers because that's how we kind of developed the product in the first place.
Product was born.
Out of hearing the same pain point over and over and over and over again. We're like, right, let's just solve this pain point.
But potential customers, to draw on another point we were talking about before, is like, who are those potential customers? Because there is customers that are developers and customers that are recruiters.
Yep.
And it may be that there's a better target for one of those than the other. So that's another point, because that would matter as to what sort of marketing you do, what sort of content you write, what sort of wording you choose, etc.
Absolutely. Ian just finishes off his question. He says, finding out how to reach them, trying to ensure the product meets their needs before you start the marketing flywheel. We're not 100% there, but we are there, I think.
Yeah,
I think we know that we've created a product that meets people's needs because we're getting like five or so sales a month. You know, it's been going for, 2.5 months, and it's, I don't know how many we've got now, 12 customers or something. I don't know.
Something
along those lines. So it's it does meet people's needs. It's not like no one has bought this and we've just kind of magicked it out of our heads. And now I want to spend loads of money marketing it. We know that people are actually buying this, and we put it in front of people not that many times. So like the sign up rate whenever we mention this, especially to our job relay, potential job relay customers, is really high. So I think I'm pretty confident about the fit and the product. I think it's the next stage. It's the exposure. Is what I'm really after. So next topic, on very similar lines, was email marketing. So we do have a email list from Job Relay clients. So we ask if people want to sign up to a marketing newsletter or email list. People do, and so we have a pretty decent sized list. I think it's, I don't know, is it 300 odd people?
Nearly 400, isn't it?
Current, yeah, actually it is. It's close to four. Yeah. So current and previous clients or customers of ours for Job Relay. So we've got that list, and they're just such an obvious initial target market, because obviously we're selling it to people that are about to sign up to Job Relay, and that's going really well. So why not try to sell it to people that already use Job Relay? So I sent out an email yesterday? And. Yeah. It is kind of interesting because
Keith spent the last 24 hours just sat in Campaign Monitor looking at how many clicks he has got.
Just refreshing. Yeah.
Constantly. Has anyone else clicked? Has anyone else clicked?
So I'll give you some stats. All right. Where is the total? So sent yesterday to 387 subscribers. 144 opened. So a 40% open rate. I got a lot of out of office replies straight away. Time of the year, I guess. There's a lot of people sneaking in holidays before the school holidays.
I think it's probably worth, what was the email you sent, and explaining what it was?
It was basically introducing RecPress to our job.
So here's a new product. This is what it does, how it can help. Yeah. Call to action.
We know you already have a job board on your website because we've integrated it with Job Relay, but we've just created this product which can give you an even better job board on your website for these four reasons. Here's a discount code. Here's a link to the website. Here's a link to book a call with us.
Perfect.
Too many call to actions? I don't know. So 40% open rate and 29 recipients, which is 8% approximately, clicked one of those links. Six people unsubscribed, which is fine. They could be people that don't use Job Relay anymore. They might, who knows? They can unsubscribe if they want. They might just not want marketing emails. Yep. So 50 clicks on the RecPress links, 14 clicks on the Book a Call links, and I've had three calls.
I think that's really hooked, really good. But I might be wrong.
Basically, I'd say we'll have sold three, having sent that email to nearly 400 people who I thought would be fairly interested.
You sound like you don't think that's enough.
I don't think that was great. No, I can obviously follow up. We were talking about this earlier about following up with emails like that and how spammy that gets, and should I do it? I'm pleased with some of those stats, and then disappointed with how many calls were actually booked in. But maybe there'll be some over the next week or two. People will take it to their boss, they'll contemplate it, they'll whatever, and then come back and be like, yeah, we're ready to chat about this. That might happen.
Not everybody actions things straight away. I don't sometimes. You see an email in and then you're just about to archive or delete. You think, I'll just leave that there. I'll have a look at that again in 12 hours' time and just think of that. And then you look back at it again and then you might action it. So maybe you'll see some on Mondays and Tuesdays next week and, it'll be a different picture. But I don't think that's a terrible return. I wasn't expecting to get 25 sign-ups, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it... I've kept like thinking to myself that that's a one-time thing with that list. Like I've sent that now.
Yeah.
I'll maybe sign up four people. Let's say it's four, hopefully, from that email campaign, and then that's it. I can't access that again, but I can. Like we can send other stuff to them. Like I'm not going to hit them every day with another email saying buy this, but that list is still there. Six people left it, but the list is still there. We can, you know, send out other stuff in the future. I was thinking I could send up a follow-up with case studies.
You had a good suggestion, because we were talking about this before, like sending emails, you know, essentially saying the same thing again, or like, you know, have you had a chance to read the email and have you actioned this and stuff. I just think that becomes really spammy. If I get those in my inbox, they're just spammy. I just hate them. I'm sure you guys are the same listening to this. But I think what you had a good idea is like sending out, you know, here's a list of people using RecPress now and some examples. So you've introduced the product in the original email, and then you're saying, look, these are some people using it. Go and have a look at some live examples. And that it's a benefit to the people that were interested to start with, but it's also jogging the memories of those that perhaps, you know, archived it really quickly, and perhaps those that have been in their inbox and were contemplating it as well. So I think that's generally a good use of another email to provide some more context to the product. So I think that's a good idea to send that one out. I don't know what the time scale would be. Is a week? Is it 2 weeks? Is it a month? Is it 2 days? I'm not sure, but I think a couple of days is too close, but I think 2-3 weeks is probably a bit long, so maybe somewhere in between 10 days.
We're also in a really, really terrible time of year to be doing any of this territory. Holidays.
People say that about every time of year.
Yeah.
There's never a perfect time of year, or never a perfect day of the week, or a time of the day to do it on.
Yeah.
You know, if it catches someone's interest, then it catches someone's interest. Like, it, just because it's been sent at 5 p.m. on a Friday, if it's something I'm interested in and I see it in my inbox, I'm not going to just ignore it because it's 5 p.m. on a Friday.
Mm.
So, I don't know.
But I just mean really in terms of people being away on holiday and then they've got 300 emails in their inbox when they come home, and that is one that just goes like straight away because they've got lots of other higher priority stuff to deal with. I think that's what I mean. And also potentially, and we've seen this from Job Relay, like the sales cycle there is seasonal. So there are obviously times of year where people are thinking about these kinds of things more than other times of year. And August is particularly bad, so July, August.
Cameron says, I'm not sure timing matters too much when you're doing this show while the Ashes is on. It was lunch at the Ashes when we actually started this show, to be fair. So you could have caught us for 10 minutes and then gone off and watched the Ashes. But you know.
Yeah.
I clearly have not got the golf on in the background, just to point that out, by the way.
Yeah. How many screens have you got behind this monitor of yours with various sports channels?
Yeah. That'll be telling. We're not going into that.
Mark has a wall of sports.
The Ashes is going really well, though.
Is it?
I think if our American friends probably not going to know what the Ashes is and what even that is, so apologies for that.
I'd say quite a few people don't care about the cricket, to be fair.
It's cricket, and it's going very well for England at the moment. Yeah, that's the headline.
Okay, good. Report back next week to see what the final outcome was. We'll see. Right, should we wrap it up? I think that was a solid chat. We've come in just under half an hour. Do you want to do some comments or anything, Mark?
No. I think that's it. Thanks for everyone for the comments. It's really good to get you involved. Yes, thank you.
I do need to address one because I don't like leaving questions unanswered. So can I just?
Oh, is there a question? I missed that. Sorry.
There is. Xalams, thanks for joining us as always. And he asks, are you moving away from building sites to building products? Did you see building sites work drying up? Yes and yes.
Basically.
I think it is the honest answer. The product thing was a bit of an accident. Like it wasn't planned that's the direction we were going to take the business. But Job Relay has been successful and it does take up more and more of our time. And probably partly because of that, but also just other external forces at work means that yeah, the website inquiries have really dried up compared to where we were at. We don't have a lot of conversations around that stuff anymore.
But also, once you have a product that's been quite successful, you know, we're always looking at parts of our business, which parts of our business are performing best, both in terms of like enjoyment and profit and et cetera. And the job relay side of it has become a big part of the business that is making the most profit. So naturally, mm-hmm. you concentrate on it more, more of your time is spent on it. And then it's a sort of a waterfall effect that less time is spent on promoting the website side of the business, so you get less inquiries. And then, you know, you think about moving away from it like we have done. So I think, you know, follow the path that feels right. And that's what we've kind of done, really. Not saying that we'll never build another website, because if the right client pops up for the right budget, I still think we can do a really good job for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's some potential sites in the pipeline, and we're still like building and maintaining sites for kind of current clients. So yeah, haven't given up on it completely, but it's like Mark says, we've just kind of organically kind of drifted towards the product side of things. Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
Right, let's wrap it up then, shall we? So the usual, if you haven't subscribed, please do like this video if you've enjoyed listening to us chat about various things again, and if you hit the bell, you should get notified of next episode. It might not be next week. I am on holiday next week. So who knows? We might do a on the road episode, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. But there might not be one next week. Maybe Keith will do one without me. I don't know. It sometimes happens. So we'll see. But if there isn't one, that's the reason why. If there is one, then great. It'll probably be at the same time.
Yeah.
But other than that, we'll see you when we see you. Thanks again.
See you soon. Bye-bye. Thanks, everyone.